Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about points, waves, and cycles. This progression here that we're going to see in life, that points in time, specific points of things that happen in our life, maybe even today, lead to waves of things, leads to energy moving in waves, which leads to bigger cycles of things in our life. And I feel like this is a very important principle that God has built into the world. You're going to see this in a lot of things in nature, that points lead to waves, lead to cycles. This is an important principle for us to understand. And I believe it's important for us to understand because it points us to Jesus. It points us to Jesus, to his one sacrifice and receiving that from him in time, one point in time, leads to surges or waves in our lives, which leads to bigger cycles, hopefully virtuous cycles of good in our life. Let's get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer. We get still to examine ourselves, to get our hearts and minds position in the light before we get into our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. And this other half of prayer, this is where we do our four fundamentals. These four fundamentals are important to keep doing day by day. I want you to think about it. Every time we do these four fundamentals, it's like a point in time. It's a point in time that leads to these waves, hopefully, of good things in our lives, which leads to bigger cycles of things happening in our lives. So before we get into our four fundamentals, let's do a quick review of what those are. And then I want to show you a picture talking about these points, waves, and cycles. And then we'll get into this a little bit more. But our four fundamentals. Number one, getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. Getting positioned, get our positioning there. Then we got to magnify that light to make it bigger and brighter on the inside of us. We got to keep doing the things that we know to do today. Keep walking in the light that we have. Do the things that you know to do today. And staying tuned into God's leading and voice and direction for your life today. But we're doing homeschool with my kids this year. And before the school year even started, God, I felt like, was showing me this principle. So when you teach your kids science, one of the most important things for them to learn is this concept of points, waves, and cycles. And we were doing science the other day with my daughter, and we were studying earthquakes and shifts in the earth and how this happens. And as we're studying these earthquakes, I began to see they had a picture on there where it had the epicenter or the focus of where the earthquake originated. Where the earthquake, where the plates began to move, where was the epicenter? Where was the point of it? And then from that epicenter, it has waves, it has seismic waves that begin to go out from that epicenter. But they go out in circular form. They go out in cyclical or circular form. So you have points, you have waves going out, and they go out in circles. So here's a picture I want you to look at. Look at this picture of water. Just one drop. One drop of water dropping into a body of water. And you've seen this before, but I want you to think about it. Notice that one point right where it connects, where it impacts the water, sends what? Ripples out. Sends ripples out in every direction. Now notice, it's sending waves out, and those waves are circular. It's going out in every direction. And I think what God is trying to show us here, over this last year, if you've been following along with us in our daily communion messages or in the Abundant Life Blueprint, we've been talking a lot about this idea of beautiful solutions. That God often begins to create these beautiful solutions in our life. But these beautiful solutions, they come by grace. They're a gift of grace, but we receive them through faith and trust. That in one particular area of our life, you have a problem, you have a need, you have some solution that you need in your life. You have some problem that you can't figure out how to solve it on your own. And the problem is, the more we try to solve it, the more we try to fix it on our own, it's like this one point. The more we try to solve it, the more we try to fix it on our own, what happens? It's that one point. And the more we try to do it ourselves, it creates these ripple effects. It creates these waves of things that go out in circular fashion that impact every area of our life. And the more we try to fix it ourselves, the more it leads to ripple effects or side effects that we don't want. We try to fix a problem in our own strength, and we try to fix it in that one point. And it creates side effects. We create other problems, and it ripples across every area of our life. And we don't realize it. But if we'll believe God, we'll put our faith and our trust in his kindness, in his goodness, in his grace, that he wants to help. You put your trust in him in that one point. Put your trust in him in that one point. What's that one thing? Start with one thing and believe him for the beautiful solution. A beautiful solution is one that comes by grace. It's a gift of God's grace. It always comes right on time. It's never early and it's never late. It comes right on time. And a beautiful solution, and a solution that comes from God, begins to create these waves. It begins to create these ripple effects for good across every area of your life, and it begins to set you free. And it's that one point that truly began to change everything for good. As you begin to believe him in that one point, all of a sudden it begins to ripple across every area for good. And then you begin to do it again. And then it begins to ripple out even stronger. And then you begin to do it again. It begins to ripple out even more and greater and across bigger and further reaching areas of your life. Seeing these beautiful solutions in one point. The Bible talks a little bit about the importance of one point. I believe it's in the book of James. It talks about the Old Testament law. If you offended in one point, it was cyclical. It was a big cycle. You were guilty of the whole thing. There's 613 laws in the Old Testament. If you were guilty in one point, you are guilty of the whole thing. But the good news is for us, by Jesus' one sacrifice, by one man's obedience, the many are made righteous. One man's obedience made many righteous, had ripple effects, had waves and cyclical effects that happened. Just like Adam sinned and all became sinners, the obedience of the one man, Jesus Christ, made the many righteous. This is a principle that God has built into the world. You see it with water. You see it with earthquakes. This is what causes tsunamis. It's a principle that God has built into the world. And it can be used for good, or it can be used for bad. You see the case of tsunamis and earthquakes. It's a principle that's been built into the world. And when we begin to believe God, put our faith and our trust in Jesus for our righteousness, put our faith and our trust and our belief in him. And it can just start with one thing. Maybe you need help in your finances or your health or your relationship or some little problem. It can start small. It can start with one little drop. And it can begin to grow through waves, expanding out into every area of our life. But let's apply this into our four fundamentals today. Our four fundamentals. We've been released from darkness, transferred into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. That transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. So to be positioned in the light, number one is to be positioned in forgiveness. To receive that forgiveness from God has to be received by faith. That one point, choosing to believe God and receive that forgiveness from him, can create this ripple effect, can create this virtuous cycle in our life. That can be the starting point. One of the greatest expressions of faith is thanksgiving and praise. Thanksgiving and praise is like an opener. It opens the gates. It opens you up to be able to receive all God has for you. It expands your capacity to receive more from him. To stay positioned in the light is to stay positioned in forgiveness. It's to stay positioned in thanksgiving and praise and gratitude. It's also to stay positioned in love. Loving God, loving other people as ourselves. It's also to stay positioned in love. To walk in the light is to walk in love. God is light and God is love. To walk in the light and to walk in love are one and the same thing. And love is patient. Love is kind. It doesn't envy or boast. It's gentle. It always assumes the best, always hopes, always trusts, always perseveres. All these qualities of love. To stay positioned in light is to stay positioned in love and receiving it from God. It's got to flow through three levels. It's got to be received from God. It's got to flow through us where we forgive ourselves. We give ourselves that same love and grace God has given us. And then we let it flow through us to other people. It all starts with one point, receiving it from God. And it begins to create those ripple effects through you. But then we got to magnify that light. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. We have to magnify that light, make it bigger and brighter. And we're all magnifying something in our life every day based on what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on, what we're rolling over in our mind every day. We're all magnifying something, and it's either light or it's darkness. To magnify the light is to magnify God and his steadfast, unfailing love for us. To magnify his faithfulness, that he always fulfills his promises, that he's always on time, that all the promises in Christ are yes and amen. To magnify the light is to magnify Jesus, that he's your righteousness, that he makes you right with God and holy and perfect, and to magnify who you are in him. To magnify that nothing's impossible with God. You begin to meditate on these things and roll it over. And that light begins to grow bigger and bigger on the inside of you. And all of a sudden, that faith begins to rise up and it just urges and compels you to take action. And it all starts with just one thought. One thought leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. Whatever you begin to magnify begins to magnetize in your life, begins to pull more of it into your life. And it comes in waves. It comes in cycles. All from one point in time, just making that decision to magnify God. But God does give us the choice. We could choose to magnify darkness, to vent and complain, air our frustrations, to focus on all that's wrong, all the evil and darkness in the world, to think about all the things that could have, would have, should have happened. We can begin to magnify those and talk about them and roll them over and focus on them. They become a point that we're so focused on. And what happens? It creates these ripple effects and these cycles because we get so focused on that one point and it leads to more and more. And I'm sure you've had the case where you had some problem or issue, and the more you roll it over in your mind, the more you try to figure it out, the bigger that problem grows on the inside of you, just like this drop. And the reality is, the more you roll it over in your mind, the more you try to figure it out yourself, the further away you're getting from the solution. Because you're magnifying that darkness and you're getting further from the light. But the good news is, it literally takes 1 second to go from magnifying darkness to magnifying the light. It takes one drop, one point in time, just to turn it around and say, you know what, I'm not going to think on that. I'm going to cast that thought down, and I'm going to think on whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. And I'm going to set my mind and my heart on the things above and begin to magnify God and his greatness and his love for me. But one of the things we have to do is we have to get good at recognizing the symptoms. When we're magnifying light, when we're positioned in the light, everything is free and easy and effortless, and we see growth and change, and it's effortless and beautiful because it comes by grace. It's energizing. Your energy levels begin to rise up. You're usually positioned in thanksgiving and praise, and on the backside of that is that peace that surpasses all understanding. It guards your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow, and it begins to equip you and to empower you to do things in God's strength rather than your own. But when we're magnifying darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive. Your energy levels begin to drain, like it's like a black hole that's sucking the energy out of you. Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry and the anxiety and the frustration and the disappointment, the despair, the dread of the future, insecurity, all these things begin to rise up in you. And just learning to recognize these symptoms. God has given these symptoms to us as a gift. To learn to recognize them and to turn them back around very quickly. Just one point in time, make that shift. One little shift sets in motion a whole series of events. If you'll recognize it and make the shift. Then as you're positioned in the light, like I said, that faith begins to rise up. And it becomes important to put into action the things that you know to do. What are those things that you know to do today? Not the things you're unclear of, not the things you're uncertain of. What do you know to do today that you can take a step forward in today? Sometimes just those little steps become that one point of faith where you say, "What? You know what, God, I'm going to take a step forward in this because I'm trusting in you. I'm relying on you to flow through me." Jesus says, "It's not me who does the work. It's the Father in me that does the work." When you get positioned in the light, he begins to work through you and to flow through, but you got to put your trust in him. You got to rely on him to flow through you and equip you to make these things happen. We're in a time of the year right now where God often begins us to transition us to the next level. And what is the next level with God? It's a higher level of you learning to rest and allow God to do his work through you. The things he's called you to do weren't meant to be done on your own. They're meant to be done in partnership with you, with him. Where you grow in your belief and your trust and your reliance on him and his goodness and his grace, and he begins to work through you. And our fourth fundamental, staying tuned into his leading and his voice today. When you begin to take these other three steps, you get positioned in the light, you begin to magnify that light, you begin to take action on the things that you know to do. Most people procrastinate. Most people let this list of things just pile up and pile up and pile up, and they never take action. And it blocks their clarity, their ability to hear from God as clearly. They get mentally fuzzy. When you begin to take these first three steps, position the light, magnify the light, do what you know to do, all of a sudden you get so clear on the inside. And it's something like tuning a radio receiver, where all of a sudden your clarity greatly increases and your ability to hear God's leading and direction in your life greatly increases. And then as he begins to lead and guide and direct your path, and you follow in him because you're trusting his leading, it becomes another point in time that creates even more ripple effects for good. And they just begin to compound one on top of another. And he leads you one graceful, beautiful step at a time to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. And how did it start? One point in time led to ripples and waves of things in your life that led to bigger cycles and virtuous cycles of things in your life. We're going to take communion over this today. Father, we're just so thankful for you and for Jesus and the Holy Spirit and all you've done for us, that you are willing to send your one and only Son to die for us. If you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things? Father, we're just thankful for this principle in our life. Just one point. We get one thing right. Can create ripple effects for good. We get focused on the big things sometimes, but Lord, just sometimes just getting one little thing right can turn it all around. We're so thankful for Jesus, that his one sacrifice makes us holy, makes us right with you, makes us perfect in your sight, complete in him. The cup of your wrath was poured full strength onto his body so we could have the cup of your blessing. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." They told his disciples, "Take it, receive it." Just this communion is an opportunity to create a point in time where we receive from God. And look at all that one point in time where we receive from him. What can it do? It can do so much more than we think it can. Father, we're thankful for this bread and what it represents. And we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." Notice his one sacrifice, ripple effects for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, brings us into the kingdom. We can have this covenant relationship with God. Now, believers, you see him creating these virtuous cycles in your life, these beautiful solutions unfolding in your life. Reminds you of your covenant with him. But more importantly, I believe it helps you to know him better, to know his heart and his kindness and his goodness, and to grow in your relationship with him. Father, we're thankful for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out. Let's do our four fundamentals today. Stay positioned in the light. Stay positioned in forgiveness, stay positioned in thanksgiving and praise, and stay positioned in love. Keep magnifying the light. Keep your focus on Him. Do the things that you know to do today. And stay tuned in for His leading and direction in your life. He's going to lead you step by step to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.